It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Steve Rudin.
As we head through the evening and into the overnight, clouds will continue to increase as temperatures settle to the mid-40s to lower 50s by early tomorrow morning. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers on your Friday, 65 to 70 degrees. A windier day on Saturday, gusts 20 to 30 miles per hour, highs near 70. I'm 7 News meteorologist Steve Rudin in the First Alert Weather Center.
We have sunshine. Temperatures still kind of off here in different places. 67 degrees in Columbia and Howard County, but here in Northwest D.C. it's 75 degrees.
That's 559.
This is WTOP News. WTOP FM Washington. WWWTFM Manassas. WTLP FM Braddock Heights Frederick. This is WTOP News. Facts matter.
This hour of news is brought to you by Lido Pizza. Lido Pizza never cuts corners.
Good evening. I'm Ann Kramer.
I'm Sean Anderson. Coming up,
breaking news: the full jury plus one alternate seated in former President Donald Trump's hush money trial in New York City.
The latest from CBS News in seconds. At 6:15, we go in depth with the Washington Post reporters covering the trial.
Why a student's writings have led to his arrest and security being upped at some area schools. I'm Mike Murillo.
Two planes almost had a collision at Reagan National earlier today.
And on Wall Street, the Dow picked up 22.
6 o'clock.
Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Monica Ricks. Opening arguments will likely start next week now that there's a full jury selected in former President Trump's hush money trial. CBS's Robert Costa has details.
We had 12 jurors now at the end of the day, 7 men and 5 women. But this was a process that was chaotic because it started with 7 today, then went down to 5 after 2 were dismissed, now back up to 12 with the jury being seated.
Lawyers will choose a couple more as alternates. Right now, they've only got one person. President Biden picked up a big endorsement today in Philly.
The Kennedy family endorses Joe Biden for president.
Carrie Kennedy has been very vocal in opposing her brother Robert F. Kennedy's presidential campaign. He's running as an independent. Speaker Mike Johnson says he plans to bring multiple foreign aid bills to the House floor soon, including support for Ukraine.
This is not a game. It's not a joke. We can't play politics with this. We have to do the right thing. And I'm going to allow an opportunity for every single member of the House to vote their conscience and their will on this. And I think that's the way this institution is supposed to work. And I'm willing to take personal risk for that because we have to do the right thing and history will judge us.
Johnson's facing opposition from members of his own party. Qatar says it's now reevaluating its role in ceasefire negotiations between Israel and Hamas. CBS's Robert Berger's in Jerusalem.
The hostage talks have actually suffered a setback in recent days, with Hamas rejecting U.S. and Israeli proposals for a 6-week ceasefire that would see the release of 40 Israeli hostages. Now Hamas is saying that it won't release more than 20.
Meantime, the FBI says it's on alert for any potential threats to Jewish communities ahead of Passover. The agency says anti-Jewish hate crimes have tripled since October 7th, and they're keeping an eye out for violence, especially at large gatherings or high-profile events. Passover starts on Monday. Starbucks is cutting down on waste.
Booming sales of its cold drinks have led to a problem at many of Starbucks stores. Growing amounts of plastic waste from the single-use cups that Frappuccinos, refreshers, cold brews, and other iced drinks are served in. In response, Starbucks will start using new disposable cups that contain up to 20% less plastic. Starbucks says 75% of its U.S. sales are now cold drinks.
That's CBS's Jim Crisula reporting. Taylor Swift fans are urging people not to listen to alleged leaks of her new album, The Tortured Poets Department. The real thing is out in just a few hours, midnight Eastern. But snippets have been spreading all day on social media. They were reportedly stolen from a Google Drive link. This is CBS News.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Protect your home and auto. Save when you bundle. Get a quote at progressive.com. That's progressive.com.
603 on WTOP, Thursday, April 18th, 2024. We've been getting progressively more sunshine in 77 in D.C. Good evening. I'm Sean Anderson.
And I'm Ann Kramer. Our top local story this hour is out of Rockville. An 18-year-old Wooten High School student has been arrested after police found what they call a long manifesto. WTOP's Mike Murillo reports the writing describes shooting up a high school or even an elementary school.
18-year-old Andrea Ia, who goes by Alex, is a Wooten High School student, and his arrest comes after police were tipped off to a Google document he authored, which investigators say was about a transgender Asian student who wanted to shoot up his high school. While the first page of the Google Doc claimed the details in the writings were fictional, police believed many of the places and situations matched closely to the student from Rockville. According to court documents, the student has been hospitalized for threatening to shoot up his school in the past, along with having thoughts of suicide. The 129-page document had lines about how the character wanted to become famous or infamous, and how the character also considered shooting up their former elementary school because, quote, little kids make easier targets, unquote. The document gave police enough to search the teen's home and devices. They found Google searches into mass shootings and social media chats where he talks about school shootings and wanting to be a serial killer. The student is charged with making a threat of mass violence, and security has been stepped up around schools, including Wooten, after the arrest. Montgomery County Public Schools says the student has been learning virtually only since 2022. Mike Murillo, WTOP News.
School bus crash early today in Fairfax. Two children taken to the hospital. WTOP's Nick Ionelli reports from the scene at the intersection of Braddock and Burke Station Roads.
There are deep tire tracks in the grass leading from the road to the DMV building and a big dent in the building where the school bus hit. Fairfax County Police say the school bus driver swerved and crashed after a second vehicle failed to yield. The bus driver and two kids were taken to the hospital, but they are expected to be okay. Some DMV customers, including Carol Ann Mary Ariolo, showed up here confused about why the building had been closed.
I had an appointment. I came here and I just see that it's closed. I'm just glad to hear that nobody was seriously hurt. So that's more important than my appointment.
The driver of that second vehicle was given a ticket for failing to yield. In Fairfax County, Nick Ionelli, WTOP News.
Traffic continues to be an issue for those who used to drive on the Key Bridge in Baltimore before it collapsed. State leaders say more than 30,000 drivers use that bridge each day, and those drivers have all had to take alternate routes for more than 3 weeks now. WTOP's John Doman reports on how they're adjusting.
The tunnels on I-95 and 895 in Baltimore were already busier than the Key Bridge, and as you can expect, there's even more traffic and longer delays to get through them now. Maryland State Highway says traffic along I-95's Fort McHenry Tunnel, which was already used by over 100,000 vehicles every day, is up about 11% since the crash. Adjacent to that, the 895 Harbor Tunnel is seeing traffic increases of 9%, but those tunnels are off limits for trucks that carry hazmat material, and that means those drivers have to go around the Baltimore Beltway instead. And so the stretch of 695 between I-70 and 95 has seen a 7% increase in truck traffic. John Dome in WTOP. News.
Virginia's governor signed a law that lets the state's colleges and universities directly pay athletes through name, image, and likeness deals. The law takes effect July 1st. These rules were first enacted about 3 years ago. They allow college athletes to agree to deals with local and national businesses that compensate them for advertising or personal appearances. At some schools, it has led to players being granted brand new trucks to drive throughout the season, for example, or other amenities that are seen by many as giving a school a recruiting advantage.
One day after WTOP reported on the possibility that the WNBA game this June featuring Mystics and Indiana Fever might be moved because of the popularity of newest Fever member Caitlin Clark, we have learned the game is being moved to Capital One Arena. Now, that venue holds 20,000 fans when compared with the smaller place where the Mystics usually play that's in Southeast D.C. That only holds about 4,000. Tickets for the June 7th game. They'll go on sale next week. You can get more details. We have them for you at WTOP.com.
Coming up in Money News on WTOP.
One Jose Andres restaurant business is closed. I'm Jeff Claybaugh.
Traffic and weather in 30 seconds.
74% of all data breaches are due to weak or stolen passwords. Keeper Security Government Cloud Password Manager and Privileged Access Manager is FedRAMP authorized and available in AWS GovCloud. Keeper Security is the only zero-trust, zero-knowledge cybersecurity platform for managing and protecting passwords, passkeys, credentials, and secrets. Keeper's next-gen FedRAMP authorized Privileged Access Management solution protects every employee on every device. To schedule a demo or request a trial, visit KeeperSecurity.com.
It is 6:08.
Michael and Son's Precision AC Tune-Up for only $49. Michael and Son.
Traffic and weather together on the 8th. Let's go back to the traffic center. Here's Dave.
Some bad crashes on I-395 between Springfield and the Pentagon. Northbound traffic inside the Beltway absolutely jammed from Duke Street all the way northbound into Arlington. Virginia State Police reporting one person died in the motorcycle crash. The investigation has all but one center lane closed. Northbound drivers get by the bike and the cars involved single file down the center. Southbound in the 395-95 express lanes in Springfield. It is a multi-car crash. Caller spotting one overturned on the left, one sideways into the guardrail on the right, and a couple others involved. Southbound traffic in the express lanes beyond the Beltway was initially stopped last hour to sort things out. At times, we get by single file in the express lanes under police direction. If you haven't committed, merge into the mains before Edsel Road. 66 westbound, very slow still from the Beltway past Nutley Street, but the crash at 123 is clear. Eastbound traffic quite heavy in Falls Church and Arlington. No doubt some of that is owing to the delays in the backup on 395. Volume delays remain on the inner loop from 7 across the Legion, outer loop from Springfield across the Wilson. In Maryland, a more normal bout with rush hour traffic through Montgomery and Prince George's County. Congestion lingers on 95 and the BW Parkway at times slow, both ways between the Capitol Beltway, Laurel, and Columbia exits. 50 is pretty much cleared out in Annapolis. 270 northbound, still heavy in Gaithersburg, but moving unimpeded into Germantown with lanes open. Is it time to upgrade to the safest small SUV? Check out the Hyundai Tucson at Fitzgerald Hyundai with its 5-star crash rating. Go to fitzmall.com for a rock-bottom price on the windshield of every car. I'm Dave Dildine, WTOP Traffic.
7 News First Alert meteorologist Steve Rudin.
As we head through the remainder of the evening and into the overnight, temperatures will slowly fall through the 70s, eventually the 60s, and early tomorrow morning, the mid-40s to lower 50s under mostly cloudy skies. Scattered showers will increase in likelihood during the day tomorrow, although not all neighborhoods will see wet weather. 65 to 70 for a daytime high. It turns windy on Saturday, gusts 20 to 30 miles per hour with highs near 70, and we're only around 60 for a high on Sunday. I'm 7 News meteorologist Steve Rudin in the First Alert Weather Center.
Lots of sunshine right now. 67 at BWI Marshall, 76 at Dulles. Reagan National's coming in at 78 degrees. Brought to you by Long Fence. Save 25% on decks, pavers, and fences. 6 months, no payment, no interest. Conditions apply. Go to longfence.com.
WTOP at 610. Money News 10 and 40 past the hour. Off we go to Jeff Claybaugh.
Long-term mortgage rates are now firmly back above 7%. Freddie Mac says a 30-year fix averaged 7.1% this week. That is a quarter point higher than just a week ago. New home builders have demand. D.R. Horton, with a dozen active communities in the D.C. area, sold 22,000 homes nationwide last quarter, 15% more than a year ago. Not everything celebrity chef Jose Andres tries succeeds. His fast casual vegetarian experiment is done. Axios says the last location for beef steak in Foggy Bottom is closed. It grew to 6 locations at its peak. Gwyneth Paltrow was among beefsteak investors. The Dow gained 22 points today. The S&P 500 lost 11. The NASDAQ lost 82. Jeff Claybaugh, WTOP News.
Your trusted federal partner in AI and data-driven high-tech solutions. Enoble First, elevating excellence everywhere. For more information, please visit ENNOBLEFIRST.com.
Coming up, the judge is now sworn in the jury in Donald Trump's hush money trial. We'll go in depth on how we got here today with a Washington Post reporter who is covering the trial. It's 6:12.
The wait is over, D.C. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook, is officially live. Dave Preston here, and I can almost taste the NBA and NHL playoffs. Actually, hold on. That's a ham sandwich I had earlier. But right now, new customers can get started with $150 in bonus bets guaranteed when you place your first $5 bet. Then you can bet on all your favorite teams in all your favorite sports, all on an app that's safe, secure, and super easy to use. Don't miss out on the $150 in bonus bets, win or lose, when you bet your first $5 on FanDuel. Just visit FanDuel.com/Presto to sign up today. That's Presto. Make every moment more with FanDuel. FanDuel. Must be 18 or older and present in D.C. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call or text 1-800-GAMBLER.
If you need bold banners to boost your business, but you're on a budget, think Staples. Posters, flyers, signs, and menus for less? Think Staples. Staples can print anything you need to move your business forward. Now at Staples, save $50 on your print purchase of $150 or more. Same-day service available on hundreds of items if you order by noon. And all backed by Staples' Print Perfect Guarantee. So it's done right, or it's printed again, free. Staples, your local print and marketing expert. N61, visit staples.com/print for details.
Give the star in your life the brightest gift in the world. Name a star after them. This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For $59 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, you can name a star for birthdays, weddings, or even memorials. Over 45 years, we have named millions of stars for celebrities and individuals from around the world. The star you name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Visit starregistry.com or call 800-282-3333.
Later this hour, a latest close call between two passenger jets. It happened right here at Reagan National Airport. More from WTOP in 30 seconds.
Operationalizing artificial intelligence is key to ensuring federal agencies can adapt to dynamic mission needs. Simple, seamless, and secure. Maximus is the trusted AI partner where customer experience, innovation, and digital transformation drive mission impact at scale. Building trust when it matters most. Learn more at maximus.com/federal. That's maximus.com/federal.
Issues that matter most to voters in the DMV. Local races that could make all the difference. Coverage you can always rely on. Election 2024 on WTOP News. Facts matter.
6:15, I'm Ann Kramer.
I'm Sean Anderson. Thanks for being with us.
The breaking news we've been following this afternoon, the jury of 12 people seated now in former President Trump's hush money trial in New York. Most alternates must also be selected still. The rapid progress moves the case closer to opening statements and weeks of testimony in a case that charges Donald Trump with falsifying business records to suppress stories about his sex life in the final days of the 2016 election.
Well, joining us live, Washington Post national political reporter Isaac Arnsdorf. His new book is titled Finish What We Started. It's about Steve Bannon, Donald Trump, and the MAGA movement's ground war. Good to have you here, Isaac. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me. I'm on location right outside the courthouse after a real roller coaster of a day.
Sure has been. At one point, it looked like one step forward, two steps back as a couple of jurors got removed from the panel. Now we have at least 12 plus an alternate. How did all this turn around?
The judge has really been expeditious about keeping things moving and keeping things on track. I would say I wouldn't be surprised if we saw tomorrow morning the same thing happen again, of a juror or two come in and either something was discovered about them that we didn't know before, or they slept on it and have cold feet, and we might go down another one or two. That wouldn't surprise me. But it's very much on track to, at the rate we're going, finish filling the alternate seats, even if we do lose a few, and be able to start the opening arguments on Monday, as the judge said he wanted to do.
What was the demeanor, Isaac, of former President Trump today? I know we talked to the media when the day was finished, but what was it like as he was waiting there, the jurors were dismissed, and then they started questioning again?
He came out and spoke to some of us reporters in the hallway after, and he was very agitated. He had a big stack of printouts that he said were news articles criticizing the case, and he was complaining that he would rather be campaigning in various states than sitting here through the trial. But he was more alert and actively listening today than some of the previous days. There was a bit of a temperature issue in the courtroom where people were complaining it was very cold, so that might have had something to do with keeping everybody awake.
Hey, we mentioned your new book about the MAGA movement. How does this trial and other criminal cases surrounding Donald Trump affect that movement?
Well, there's no question that in the Republican primary, with Republican primary voters, the indictments, you know, this one and then the three that followed, had a galvanizing effect that they that they rallied Republicans around Trump helped him consolidate support in the primary. But how this plays in a general election is really very different. I mean, there's both the issue of him spending so much time here sitting in the courtroom rather than campaigning, but also the reality of what will happen. You know, there are often surprises in trials. There could be new information that comes out. It relates to one of his enduring political weaknesses, having to do with his challenges with women voters in particular. If he's convicted or acquitted, how that affects moderates and independents who are going to decide the election ultimately.
Isaac, thank you so much for sharing what happened today in court with us. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Washington Post national political reporter Isaac Arnsdorf.
Top stories we're working on for you right now on WTOP.
Well, was a local student just writing some fiction or truly threatening to attack a school in Montgomery County in a nearly 130-page manifesto? Police in Montgomery County say they're not taking any chances about that. That person has been arrested.
The co-founder of the Allman Brothers Band, Dickie Betts, has died.
Keep it here for full details on these stories in the minutes ahead.
6:18. Traffic and weather on the 8th. Let's go to Dave Dildine in the WTOP Traffic Center.
Virginia State Police investigating a fatal motorcycle crash on I-395. Northbound traffic jammed badly inside the Beltway from Duke Street all the way into Arlington. And it happened northbound past Glebe Road. Only one center lane is getting by the reconstruction of this crash northbound in the main lanes. Southbound in the 395-95 express lanes in the Springfield interchange. This is a multi-car crash, one overturned, one sideways, several others reported involved, and at last report it was only one express lane getting by. Traffic is backed up to near Edsel Road. Because of the backups on I-395, there's more traffic inside the Beltway on I-66, especially eastbound through Falls Church into Arlington. Westbound, some slowdowns persist near Fairfax, Centerville, and Manassas. Volume delays on the Beltway starting to level off, but still quite slow getting out of Virginia toward the Legion and Wilson Bridges. Still heavy on the Interloop near Silver Spring and especially College Park. BW Parkway southbound after 32 and near 198 still have one stopped in the left lane. 270 northbound, slowdowns are shorter, but still congested in Gaithersburg and beyond Clarksburg. Sometimes a virtual visit's all you need. Download the MedStar eVisit telehealth app for on-demand urgent care 24/7. Learn more at medstarhealth.org/evisit. I'm Dave Dildine, WTOP Traffic.
Well, let's go to Jordan Evans in the 7 News First Alert Weather Center. And Jordan, looking pretty nice right now. We're going to keep this going?
For today, at least, yeah, with that sunshine, low humidity, 70s at least through 8 o'clock. Then we'll see the 60s and even 50s by early tomorrow. We may have some 40s on the map by sunrise at Friday, so a little chilly out there for the morning hours. More clouds tomorrow, not much sunshine, and that will come with a few isolated showers after 2 o'clock for the afternoon. Eventually Saturday, it clears out with more sunshine, temperatures staying in the 70s. Then Sunday, back to clouds with more 60s, so Sunday will be a cooler day with that cloud cover and light north wind. By next week, it's sort of up and down. Temperatures anywhere from 65 to 75. Not expecting much rain until probably next Thursday or Friday. As of now, forecast is overall pretty dry, except for that slight chance for tomorrow afternoon. 74 now, Arlington. 75, Woodbridge, and even Bethesda now, 71 degrees.
Thanks, Jordan. Brought to you by Gutter Helmet. Say goodbye to gutter cleaning. Hello to more free time with Gutter Helmet. 888-5-HELMET.
Coming up on WTOP, a close call between two planes on a runway at Reagan National today. More coming up next.
When we made our McDonald's Spicy Chicken McNuggets, you were praise hands emoji. Then we ran out, and you were streaming tears emoji. Now they're back, so you can be grinning face with sweat emoji. Order ahead on the McDonald's app.
And get money mouth face emoji with two orders of crispy, irresistible 10-piece McNuggets. Spicy or classic for just $6. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer. Single item at regular price.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. We all have that friend who wakes up early to go get everyone McDonald's breakfast, while the rest of us sleep in. This is your sign to thank them. And if you're that friend, this is us saying thank you.
Just a friendly reminder that right now, get any size iced coffee before 11 a.m. for just 99 cents. And a satisfying sausage McMuffin with egg is just $2.79.
Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Collider says BritBox has TV everyone should be watching. Stream acclaimed series with powerful performances from Jodie Whittaker, Tamara Lawrence, Bella Ramsey, and Matthew McFadyen. Discover new BritBox original series you won't find anywhere else. Like Three Little Birds, Agatha Christie's Murder is Easy, and a new chapter of BAFTA-winning drama, Time. Stream what the New York Times calls the best of British telly, only on BritBox. Start a free trial at BritBox.com.
You're listening to WTOP News.
6:23.
A near miss at Reagan National Airport. It happened just after 7:30 this morning.
In a tense few seconds, one air traffic controller cleared a JetBlue flight to take off just moments after a different controller cleared a Southwest plane to cross over that same runway. The moment caught by liveatc.net when a controller yelled for the Southwest pilots to stop and to not cross in front of the JetBlue plane rolling down the runway.
We stopped. We were cleared to cross runway 4.
The JetBlue plane got up to 34 miles an hour on its takeoff roll before slamming on the brakes. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Figures on opioid overdoses show that in Montgomery County, 42% of the youngest patients that have overdosed showing up in emergency rooms were Latino. WTOP's Kate Ryan tells us new research shows that Latino families want more information and want to work on solutions.
Professor Amy Lewin with the University of Maryland's School of Public Health is the co-author of a new report that shows young Latinos from middle school through young adulthood want help related to substance use.
How you say no, how you understand what to do when people you know are using.
But being able to talk about it in an open way was a challenge. Diego Uriburu with the nonprofit organization group Identity says parents recognize they don't have the tools they need.
And they were resorting to tactics that don't work, like making threats, telling them that they're going to die, fear tactics.
Recommendations from the study include more cooperative efforts on substance use education and prevention with Latino community members involved in their development. Kate Ryan, WTOP News.
Sports at 25 and 55 on WTOP.
Hey, Frank Hanrahan is with us tonight. What you got?
Well, a week from tonight, Sean, the Commanders will be on the clock with the number two overall pick in the NFL draft. Sentiment is, yes, they will be taking a quarterback, right? You would think so. Commanders' new GM, Adam Peters, holding court today discussing the plan and his thoughts on the current quarterback class.
It's obviously going to be a really good test, but I think it's a test that we're definitely looking forward to. We know it's not going to be easy, but hockey in the playoffs is never easy anyway, so we're fired up to get it all started up.
Well, that's Charlie Lindgren earlier on WTOP. As for Adam Peters, what he's looking for in his quarterback come Thursday night.
His leadership, being yourself and leading in your own way, doing things the right way, coming in early, staying late, challenging your teammates, but in the right way because you've earned their trust, because they respect you because you know they have your back.